Sports Recap, buddy.
Market, big boy.
How you doing today, buddy? Getting ready for that big game today with the Brewers?
Getting ready for the big Brewer game tonight. Anything can happen after the games yesterday. I mean, the Astros go in and beat the Twins. Twins were favored. Did you know that's the 17th straight postseason loss for the Twins? They've lost 17 straight postseason games.
That sounds like a Lions record.
They have a great regular season, and then they do that. Then the White Sox beat the A's 4-1.
I have to admit something that I was really wrong about so far.
Okay.
I said the Yankees were going to get knocked out real fast. Boy, did they prove me wrong yesterday.
Yeah, the Yankees win 12-3 against the higher-ranking Indians. The only favorite that won yesterday was the Rays beat the Blue Jays, and that's the team I said is going to go to the World Series is the Rays. So I have that going for me.
Which is nice. So Astros beat the Twins. White Sox beat the A's. That was a little bit of a surprise.
They both were.
And Rays beat the Blue Jays. Yankees 12-3 of the Cleveland Indians. Wow. All right.
Yeah, wasn't even close.
Let's talk about today's games. We got the Reds and the Braves and the Astros and Twins happening in the middle of the day today. Marlins Cubs at 2. White Sox Athletics resume at 3:10. Blue Jays versus the Rays at 4:07. Cardinals Padres at 5:08. Yankees Indians at 7:08. And
Brewers Dodgers.
I saw they named Brent Suter the starter.
Brent Suter is the starter. He had a pretty good year. We'll have to see if they can hold off this huge offense, though. I'm a little bit nervous about that because the Dodgers are pretty good. Mookie Betts and Corey Seager. Betts batted .292. Seager was .307 for the year. Did I happen to mention that the best guy all year for batting average for the Brewers is Orlando Arcia at .260. That was their leading batting average guy. .260. Nobody hit .300 on this team. So I'm a little nervous, but boy, if they could steal one today. They could just steal one today. Because they play 10 o'clock again tomorrow. I can't stay up for that.
I understand what you're saying. Although I think you'll probably stay up for at least a chunk of it.
Yeah, I probably will. Actually, tomorrow off, so I might stay up and watch tonight. But tomorrow's pitchers are Brandon Woodruff, who's supposedly their stud, against Clayton Kershaw, who doesn't have the best postseason record, though. So we'll be watching that one closely.
I will not be watching tonight's game as I have to get up at 4 a.m. to go duck hunting, my friend. Mm. So it's looking really ducky out there tomorrow on the forecast. Anyway, let's keep moving forward here. Anything else you want to say about the Brewers tonight before we move
no,
on?
No, just go Brewers. Come on. Steal it from the best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Dodgers do not do well in the postseason.
Nope.
Okay, let's go to the NFL real quick here. A little bit of Lions news to get to in a moment, but let's start with the Titans-Steelers game. Remind folks what happened with the Titans.
The Titans had 3 players and 5 personnel test positive for COVID-19.
And then they won more.
Yeah, they won more. Then they played the Vikings. So far, 0 positive tests out of any Vikings players. And they named the players. So starting nose tackle is the one I'd be worried about, Duquan Jones, because he plays a lot. Long snapper, Bo Brinkley. And then practice squad tight end, who wasn't even on the field, Tommy Hudson. So,
They said that they are not playing on Sunday. The Titans-Steelers game has been postponed to at least Monday or Tuesday, and possibly even longer than that.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be Monday or Tuesday, but that's what they're shooting for right now anyway. A little nervous about that, but let's hope there's no more cases.
Well, neither one of our teams are in the AFC, but that could just throw a whole monkey wrench into things. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to even it all out.
Yeah, and now the NFL has issued another strong warning to coaches who don't wear masks on the sideline, threatening suspending coaches and forfeiture of draft picks as punishment.
Whew. Wow.
This is getting, it was a $100,000 fine, then it was $250,000 fine to the team, and now they're talking about draft picks.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Detroit Lions. They have named Adrian Peterson as their starting running back going forward.
He's 35.
He's doing great, though.
Yeah, you have Kerryon Johnson.
He looks good.
You drafted DeAndre Swift, though. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think that they're young, and I think that Adrian Peterson is a workhorse. I got a feeling that you are going to see the other two here and there, and probably pretty good numbers of touches, too, but Adrian Peterson definitely going to carry the workload at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this is a good thing. I do.
Yeah. Maybe he's going to teach these young guys something. But you got a tough task playing the very upset 1-2 Saints right now. So good luck with that on Sunday.
So the Saints have dropped two games in a row. And do you think that has anything to do with Michael Thomas being hurt?
Of course it has something to do with it, but their defense didn't play very good against the Packers.
I agree. They
so
definitely got some holes in their defensive side.
Yeah, and maybe this team isn't as good as people think, and maybe Drew Brees is lost a little bit. Because when they played Monday night against the Raiders 2 weeks ago, they didn't look very good in that game either.
I agree. I totally agree. Now, what's the word on Michael Thomas coming back by Sunday?
They think he's, right now, they think probable.
Dang it!
But, you know, Jared Cook is hurt, so they won't have him.
All right, anything else you want to talk about today? That's about all I have on my list.
Just if you want to, you can watch the game one of the NBA Finals tonight, Heat Lakers.
Oh, I was like, just immediate fell asleep when I heard something. He triggered it.
Yeah, NBA, I said. Three letters.
Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Marquette Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow, bud. See you outdoor show.